Countries that are rich in raw materials have the means to bring prosperity to everyone, but only if they take steps to tackle their commodity dependence, a leading UN economist said. Yan Chunzhang, from the UN Conference on Trade and Development, or UNCTAD, highlighted the message ahead of the Global Commodities Forum 2018, taking place in Geneva next week. Latest UN data shows that more than 90 developing countries are heavily dependent on commodity exports. The forum aims to show how training and other innovative policies can bring together government, industry, and civil society, as Ms. Zhang told Daniel Johnson in Geneva.
In 2014-15, that's the latest data we have collected. Still, 91 developing countries have been dependent on commodities for more than 60% of their exports.
So hang on, developing countries, a majority of their income comes from their commodities, which they don't add value to, they don't process.
Many factors contributed to the failure of these countries diversifying out of commodities. But as we always say, commodities is not necessarily a curse. You just have to make good use of your commodities. So one factor we identified that's very important for these countries to make good or better use of their commodity is through skill development, so that they can move up along the value chain to add more value added to their raw materials.
What is going to actually make them change, because these countries have been reliant on commodities for decades?
We have seen many countries have realized simply relying on commodities is not the way going forward. For example, now we see many commodity-dependent countries, such as Nigeria, has been experiencing grave economic difficulties. Then the country has a strong interest in diversifying out of oil. They have more interest in agriculture, in mining sector, etc.
Could you cite any countries that have achieved this diversification?
So we often cite among the commodity-dependent countries, Botswana has been doing pretty well because the government has devoting the resource revenues from commodities in more productive areas of development, such as education, such as public health, such as infrastructure building. We also have seen some economies like Malaysia, Indonesia, they used to be quite commodity-dependent, but now you don't call them commodity-dependent countries anymore because they have much more diverse economy nowadays.
Indonesia, you cite there, put a ban on exporting bauxite and other minerals and other ores, and that produced the change on the ground. Is that what you're saying?
That was only one small policy intervention the government tried to see how that will result in promoting domestic smelting facilities. I think the policy consequences are complex. So that's why later the country has not been able to roll it over to other commodities.
And what will be the outcome of this Global Commodities Forum 2018 happening in Geneva, 23rd, 24th of April? What do you want to see the participating developing countries agree to?
Compared to other UNCTAD meetings, our forum is often attracting more participants from private sector. So we really want to see how private sector and other institutions, think tanks, can contribute to the debate, how we can design targeted skill development programs for commodity-dependent developing countries so that they can not only groom their own tenants, but also retain their tenants. But in the end, it's the developing countries themselves who have to own the solutions to their problems.